Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Getting your weekend sports talk fix here with the Dopey Millennial Show.
My ears are bleeding.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
You know, one of the other things that I forget about hosting during the week, especially at night, I guess I run into this sometimes on the and the weekends as well, is hosting a show during a game. Sports Radio 929, The Game, in the Odyssey app. It is the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you, and being a Dopey Millennial, I feel like I've done a lot of complaining today about hosting. And I love it, guys. I love getting to fill in and hang out with you guys. One of the most difficult things, however, is I'm a big NBA fan, and having to work a game during the NBA finals, I feel like I don't have a real big clue as to, like, I haven't been able to watch as diligently as I normally would. Now, I can look at play, how things have gone so far. I can look at stats right now and tell you that I am not surprised that Indiana is up right now on OKC based on how things have gone so far. But it's one of those little things that you kind of forget of hosting. That once again, shout out to Chris Thomas and the incredible job that he normally does hosting this show. You heard that music. It's the tease, because I start my show off with it, and always love to return to the rest of the story with the leftovers. All of the news and headlines of the day and of the week. I will go back to the NBA Finals, where the Pacers are currently up in the first quarter. The Pacers lead the Thunder by 7 right now, in large part to the fact that Indiana's gone back to their strategy of, hey, we're just going to knock down a bunch of threes. So far, you've got Indiana shooting 5 for 11 from three-point. Meanwhile, OKC 0 for 4. Now, OKC, the Thunder really have kind of bucked the trend of, like, all this three-point shooting, because they haven't done a ton of it all playoffs. Like, they hit them when they need to, but they don't have these insane three-point shooting nights like a lot of teams do, specifically like the Thunder, and that really hasn't deterred them necessarily, but certainly playing a factor early on in this game, as you've had guys like Obi Toppin. Man, he has been clutch for Indiana, specifically in these finals. He's 2 for 3 right now already from three-point. Andrew Nembhard, 2 for 2 from three-point, as I mentioned. They're shooting 5 for 11 right now from deep. Meanwhile, OKC has not hit a three yet. All right, that's what's going on in the NBA Finals, because it is Game 6. The Thunder can close this thing out tonight as they lead the Pacers 3-2. However, if the Pacers are able to win at home tonight. It would force a game seven back in OKC. That's another one of those things that you can debate that I had seen recently is what format of the NBA Finals do you like? Are you a fan of the current 2-2-1-1-1? Or do you like what it was pre-2013 when it was 2-3-2? I will say this. I preferred the days of the 2-3-2. I know it's more fair, I guess, to both teams for the 2-2-1-1-1. Because, you know, you're that the difference in the game six and game seven being like getting one of those at your home floor is a big difference maker. And in the same respect, I get that sticking around in the same city for three games can be a big difference maker. But I just think there is some kind of you get something by being the better team coming into the series, and that benefit used to be that you got to start the series at home and you were going to finish the last two at home, and I think that carried something with it. Rick Carlisle spoke about it recently, and he said it's more pure the way that it's set up now with the 2-2-1-1-1. I don't know, maybe that's when I kind of buck my dopey millennialness and I go to my, you know, grandpa yelling at clouds. And I'm like, I like the way it used to be. But nevertheless, you get the 2-2-1-1-1 series that has things in Indiana for game six. And the Pacers currently leading through the first quarter. All right, I wanted to get to the College World Series that we know the final matchup now. Sonny, I'll give you a heads up. I want to play the LSU cut coming up in just a minute, but we got the semifinals the last couple of days where you had Coastal Carolina easily handing Louisville their loss and Coastal Carolina punching their ticket to the College World Series final. This was an interesting one where, like, I'm a Sun Belt guy, love Georgia State, and so getting to see a Sun Belt team back in the College World Series final is awesome. And the way that the Chanticleers pulled this thing off, I just want to point out the Louisville starter, Colton Hartman. This guy, Colton Hartman, did not record an out. This man started the game and finished with a stat line that said 0.0 innings pitched. That's tough to do. Like, I'll be honest with you, because I am certainly not watching a lot of college baseball. That is one of those. I let other people tell me what's going on. And I know, like, Bo Johnson's obviously all over this. So for the last few weeks, being in on the steakhouse, he's kept me up on what's going on in the College World Series. But seeing a guy start a game, not record an out, give up only two hits, but five earned runs and a walk, man, that is tough. That is a tough stat line to finish with. The Chanticleers led 6-0 after the first inning and went on to beat Louisville 11-3. Now, the heartbreaker came in the nightcap game, which was LSU and Arkansas. You had very much a back-and-forth game going on with these two. Arkansas added two runs in the top of the ninth. You thought that was probably going to do it. Arkansas led 5-3 in the top of the ninth. Then the bottom of the ninth comes, and LSU, with two runners on, has this happen.
Tying runs on base, the 1-0 pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, to left field, falling down, and it got away! It got away! The LSU's going to tie it! Coming home and scoring is Milam! We're tied at 5! Davlin got a late break! Then a
in a moment of indecision, tried to dive at the ball. It kicked away into the corner, and somehow LSU has tied the game.
Look, this is going to be one of those things that unless you are Bo Johnson and other LSU fans, I know Reggie Chapman, my buddy at 11 Alive, I'm sure he felt very similar of absolutely loving this moment. Otherwise, if you're not a fan of LSU, you have to feel for this kid, Charlie Davlin, who is the left fielder. The ball gets hit out his way. He's trying to read it. At the last minute, decides, all right, I'm going to dive for this thing. And when he dives, the ball pops off the end of his glove, that webbing, and just flies to his right. And so not only does he have to pick himself up off the ground after diving for the ball and not getting it, he's then got to go chase the ball. So LSU drives in those two runs. They then get a guy on second and are able to drive him in from second and win 6-5. LSU now advances to play Coastal Carolina in the College World Series final. That'll be on Saturday, best of three series. So you'll either have an SEC team or a Sun Belt team walking away with the championship. Just completely unexpected for how that game finished. And the thing that I felt the worst about was Charlie Davlin after the game. I mean, the dude is absolutely sobbing, and his teammates are all consoling him and essentially carrying him off the field after this one because he just was absolutely inconsolable, just so full of emotion because that was his moment. And a lot of the times you can say, well, you know, you can't blame a game on one player, and he certainly can't. But for Charlie Davlin, I mean, he played a really big factor into LSU winning that game, and you know that's going to be something that sticks with him for a long time. It's going to be hard to forget, and I feel for the kid. But shout out to LSU, who is now going to be playing for a College World Series championship against Coastal Carolina on Saturday. All right, other things in the leftovers from all of the headlines of the day and of the weekend. Week, I should say. I'm used to hosting on the weekends. This Lakers deal. The Los Angeles Lakers being sold for the first time since 1979. The Buss family has decided they're going to sell the Lakers. Jerry Buss bought the team for $68 million back in 1979. It is now valued after this sale at $10 billion. $10 billion for the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, that does not mean that this new owner, Mark Walter, who also owns the Dodgers, and I know he owns Chelsea FC. Like he's involved in a lot of different things. This does not mean that Mark is paying $10 billion. That just means that's what the team is worth. He's having to pay for the majority share that the Buss family owned. He already owned a minority stake. He's now buying that majority stake. And it's interesting. I'm always curious how all these things work because I looked up Mark Walter's net worth, and the dude is, I say only, he's only worth $6 billion. And I was like, well, that's crazy. How's a guy who was worth less than the value of the team buy it? But, of course, you know, it's financing and all of those sorts of things. But it's really interesting to see. It's an interesting time because it looks like a lot of ownership is getting out of the business right now and setting themselves up for life. We had Keith Smith, a Spotrac, on earlier, who he mentioned, he was spot on, the fact that the Buss family, I mean, they are set for, not just for life, they are set for generations. That is the true generational wealth when you sell your stake of a $10 billion team. But this whole deal, the reason why, one of the things I wanted to talk about, for the win, Blake Schuster of For the Win wrote this article about why this deal is weird. Number one, that it came together so quietly. There was no outside discussion, but it was then found out that when Mark Walter bought his minority stake of the team, he got first right of refusal to buy the majority stake when the Buss family decided to do that. Also, the fact that Jeannie Buss is going to stay on as governor of the team. So essentially, she will be acting as the head decision maker, which is crazy if you're Mark Walter. I mean, I guess it's a good business decision, but I'm just like, why would you buy a team? Like, I feel like people buy sports franchises to be in charge, to make decisions. So crazy that Mark Walter would buy the franchise and then allow this talked about for the foreseeable future that Jeannie Buss will stay in charge of making decisions for the LA Lakers. Apparently, Mark Walter tried to purchase the LA Clippers. That was before Steve Ballmer eventually was able to do that. Steve Ballmer, it's crazy. That man's worth like hundreds of billions of dollars, and he bought the Clippers for $2 billion.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
The Lakers now worth 10. There's also some thought that maybe Magic Johnson will become part of this ownership group because he's friends with Mark Walter because they share in ownership of the Dodgers where Magic owns a minority share. But then the other part of this is LeBron James owns a stake in Liverpool. And Mark Walter owns Chelsea. So you now have an owner who has a player that has a rival soccer club, which is just kind of odd and one of the things you don't often see. But no, that is the case. All right. On the other side of the break, I mentioned a great conversation that we had with Keith Smith of Spotrac earlier in the show. I want to let you listen to that conversation again coming up on the other side of the break. It's the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back to the latest weekend sports talk with the Dopey Millennial Show.
Dump the old-ish, upgrade to the new.
From Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 99 The Game and the Odyssey app. It's the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you on this Thursday evening going until 10 o'clock. When we will then turn things over to the Atlanta baseball post-game show that I'll be hosting until 11 o'clock, where we will take your phone calls. We're going to act like that didn't happen. That didn't. Where we will take your phone calls about what is hopefully about to be a Braves win. However, earlier in the show, I had a great conversation with Keith Smith of Spotrac about the finals, about the draft, about free agency for the Hawks, a lot of different subjects we got into. I want to let you listen to that conversation now. In the NBA, Keith, how's it going on this Thursday, man?
It's going really well. Yeah, you're right. This is a crazy time in the NBA. We get the finals going on, but we get the draft in less than a week, and we've got all kinds of free agency and trade stuff happening as well. It's going to be a fun time.
Yeah, I was thinking, Keith, like, I don't necessarily know where I want to start because you could go a lot of different directions, but I will begin with the, I put it in quotation marks, blockbuster trade that we had this week, just because I think when you have a blockbuster trade, there is usually a star involved. However, there was star-level assets given up this week for Desmond Bane as he goes from Memphis to Orlando for 4 first-round picks, a pick swap, KCP and Cole Anthony. Just when you see this deal go down, Keith, what do you make of the cost for a player like Desmond Bane?
Yeah, it was a high cost, but you have to, I always tell people you can't evaluate trades against other trades. Each one happens in its own individual bubble. And in this case, the Magic, they don't have a ton of open roster spots. They won't have a ton of open roster spots over the next few years. And they desperately needed someone who could shoot, someone who could do a little bit of on-ball, off-ball scoring, beyond just being a shooter, someone who can be a playmaker, and someone who wasn't going to really hurt their elite defense. And Desmond Bane fills all those roles really, really well for them. So for them to give up 4 first-round picks and a helpful player in Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and another potentially helpful guy in Cole Anthony is not – it's not like a team that is rebuilding, saying, here's a whole bunch of draft picks, and we're going to try to shortcut the process. They're kind of looking for more of, all right, who's the final piece we can add to take us to the next level? So I think it was a really good acquisition by Orlando. I think he's going to fill, like I said, a huge need for them and really help them get to where they want to be, which is beyond just the first-round playoff team. And then on the Memphis side, they're pivoting in a little bit of a different direction. They're going to retool that roster around John Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. and try to build things back up that way. And now they've got a bunch of draft capital that they can use, whether that's in the draft or in trades themselves or other things. But they're in pretty good shape, too.
I know for, like, the basketball factor of this, it feels like, the to your point of this made Orlando better. Absolutely. This is what they were missing, essentially. When it comes to the money, though, of working this whole thing out, I feel like when you looked at like the Knicks trading, what was it, I think 4 first-round picks for Mikal Bridges, it was like, well, but he's on a very team-friendly deal. When you look at Desmond Bane, like, it feels like he's making a pretty big chunk of change. They're also going to have to pay Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, like all of those things kind of coming into play with this new CBA that restricts how much you can really spend on for teams to have. Does that in any way affect them where it's like they feel confident enough they're going to be competitive that those first round picks aren't going to be that great and they can pay everyone?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you've got Franz Wagner on a max deal starting next year. Jalen Suggs is on a near max deal.
I didn't even mention, Jalen Suggs.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Desmond Bane on a near max deal. Then you're going to have Paolo Banchero. He'll sign his max extension. That'll kick in a year from now. So you're going to have 4 guys making very close to max money, if not the max. So, yeah, Orlando's living in a different world now than they were in previous years. But they said, Jeff Weltman, their president of basketball operations, said, hey, we feel like we have a core now with the right guys around them that can really make us a good team, and we're not as worried about needing that draft capital to fill holes down the line in the life. We'll see how that works out, 3-4 years from now. But I always look at it, too, is it's very easy for a GM to trade future draft picks when it feels like their team's a little stuck, because if they don't, you know, who knows where they're going. They're going to be even around to make those picks. But I think in Orlando's case, they're committed to this new core group. And what also helps is they do have a lot of other guys under contract already. So you're not looking to constantly fill 3, 4, 5 roster spots every offseason. They've got a pretty established roster, and it feels like Baines kind of, to some extent, the finishing touch on that.
Talking with Keith Smith of Spotrack and the front office show on the WaitFor.com hotline here on the Dopey Millennial Show, Caleb Johnson. Now, Keith, when Hawks fans see a trade like Desmond Bane go down and you see what is given up in order to acquire him, I think that scares a lot of people of, well, we want to make this team better. But, you know, I mean, has the price kind of changed in that sort of a way? With the options of what Atlanta is looking at this offseason, when it comes to cap space, where they can spend, what are kind of the realistic numbers that Atlanta has to deal with right now?
Yeah, they're going to be over the cap, but they're in pretty good shape despite that. And them being over the cap puts them in company with probably 28 other teams in the NBA. It looks like only the Brooklyn Nets are going to have any kind of meaningful cap space this offseason. So I think we're going to be in a position for the Hawks where they should have, barring things getting really crazy with re-signing Caris LeVert and maybe Larry Nance Jr., as long as they don't get out of control with those contracts, they should have enough room to use the full non-taxpayer mid-level, which is $14 million in spending power, and that's a pretty good chunk of change. Now, I want to caution by saying this is not a great free agent class.
Yeah.
That said, there are guys who would be valuable signings for a portion of that non-taxpayer MLE, and that puts the Hawks in good shape. They're also in good shape if they need wiggle room in a trade to go do something and take on a little bit of money but not trigger all the apron issues that come with that and the hard caps and the like, because they're so far underneath those that they should be okay. So I think Atlanta's in really good shape this offseason to add some guys around what I think is already a pretty good young core, provided that they're healthy next season with guys like Jalen Johnson for most of the year. I think Atlanta's going to naturally be in better shape than they finished last year.
Keith, you put out an article on Spotrack listing the top 50 NBA free agents. You know, you can look through those lists, and obviously there's like the, okay, these guys are technically free agents, but not really. We know they're going to end up back with their squad and that sort of thing. But then there are those guys who are very likely to change teams this offseason. Is there anyone amongst that list that you think is a viable option that the Hawks could keep their eye on?
Yeah, I mean, the first guy, obviously, that we look at is their own free agent, who's Caris LeVert. Yeah. You know, I think, you know, look at bringing him back. I think he's a good fit with them. I think he fills a real need for Atlanta. You're going to need to add someone else in the front court, because I think Clint Capella's time has come to an end in Atlanta. The good news there is there's a lot of potential, you know, centers available if they want to go that direction. You know, a guy like Luke Kornet is, to me, a really undervalued guy who can start. He's going to not be an all-star or anything, but he can start. He's a good rim protector. He's really solid finishing around the rim, and he does some nice things. You could even get involved in a guy like Jalen Williams. If you're looking for more of a combo big, there, a guy like Bobby Portis could be available, who could be helpful for the Hawks, or Trey Lyles, or re-sign Larry Nance Jr. I think they'd be in really good shape that direction if they did something like that. So, you know, those are the things I think for the Hawks, is because you're not looking to fill 5 roster spots this summer, they can go out and really make a targeted signing where it is, hey, this is the guy we think is the guy to kind of put us over the top, put us in position to be a playoff team next year, make a improvement run like what the Pistons made, where we, you know, get into that top 6, or like what Orlando's done over the past couple years, and go get that guy, because they don't need to fill, you know, 5 roster spots this summer. They've got a couple draft picks, and they've got a whole bunch of guys under contract. So I think they're in pretty good shape.
Yeah, how does the first-round pick money kind of work out for them? Because they're going to pick at 13 and 22 this year. Last year just had the number one overall with Zachary Risashe. How does that kind of factor into their money decisions they'll have?
Yeah, so those guys come onto the books as a what's called a cap hold, and it's a rookie scale cap hold, which is a set amount. All first round picks are tied to a set amount. So for the 13th pick, it's about $5.2 million. For the 22nd pick,
yeah,
I think
22
is, yep. The is about it's about $3.4 million for that pick. So they'll be in pretty good shape with those guys. Obviously, a hit on one of those picks, you're in even better shape, because that's a guy who's under really team-friendly, yeah, cost-controlled salary for at least the next 4 years. And that's how we see these teams build up through the draft, because when you get somebody who's really good, a starter-level guy, making under, you know, $7 or $8 million for a few years, and then you could go out and spend that money elsewhere. So that's big. I would also keep an eye on, they may look at it and say, we're pretty young already. They may not want to add two rookies, and there are a lot of teams looking to acquire either a second pick or just to get into the first round. So I'd keep an eye on maybe that 22nd pick getting moved in a trade, if Atlanta finds the right kind of offer, simply because I don't know that they want to trend too young with this roster if the idea is to start to try to push things forward more into contention.
Makes a lot of sense. Keith, I want to ask just a couple more before we get you out of here. The Lakers had a pretty monumental move this past week, as it was announced they're going to be selling, or at least the Buss family is going to be selling their majority share of the team to Mark Walter. And they have this new value of $10 billion up from 4.4, I believe that was in 2020. The timing of now, why do you think now the Buss family decides to sell the team and end up in a position where it looks like Jeannie's still going to be running the team, but Mark Walter wants to take over and spend some pretty big cash as they get this new value that really just kind of grows things even more for the Lakers?
Yeah, you know, I think with that Lakers sale, there's a lot of moving parts. Clearly, great for the Lakers, right? They you know, $10 billion for them, that's, you know, an incredible life-changing sum of money for the Buss family. They'll never have to worry about money again, any of the six children who are the six-way co-owners of the team now. They're set forever. So that's, you know, really good for them. And then I think the next part, as we look at this, it's great for the league as a whole. One, the Lakers, the Celtics, the Mavericks, the Suns, those four sales all went for large sums over what their original valuations were. That, to me, says the NBA is in great shape. They're healthy. The league looks good. Outside people who, you know, quite frankly, are pretty smart people that own some other sports franchises feel like the NBA is a good investment. Then the other thing for the NBA, which is great, and the current 30 teams, is they want to expand. They're now going to sell these expansion teams. The get-in price is going to be $5 or $6 billion, because that one, your franchise may not be worth that right on year one, but you also have to pay a fee just to come into the league, because we need to split the pie two more ways, or maybe four more ways, I think, eventually down the line, but at least two more ways. That's going to be huge now for them coming in. So I think we're really in a spot where the NBA has to be absolutely thrilled by this. And then the last thing I'll say for the Lakers as a whole, they've generally run pretty tight as far as off-court salary expenditures. They have one of the smaller front offices. They have a relatively small scouting staff. Their analytics staff is pretty small. Their facilities are they're not bad by any means, but they're not anything that blows anybody away. And now you're going to have somebody who's going to come in and say,
it's the weekend. It's the weekend. And more from the Dopey Millennial Show is on.
As a millennial, I'm part of the most advanced crop of humans that our species has ever seen.
From Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Final segment here on the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson, been with you since 6 o'clock earlier today. However, in about 20 minutes from now, we'll do a Atlanta baseball postgame show. Take that up until 11 o'clock tonight. We'll be taking your phone calls beginning at 10 o'clock, 404 726-0929. Are the Braves back, or are they just showing us what could have been as the Braves look to be headed towards a sweep over the New York Mets? And I say look to be headed towards a sweep because, well, we have seen collapses this season. It's been a while. It's been a while since we've seen them, but nonetheless, I will say the vibes are good right now, and it looks like things are headed towards a series sweep over the Mets, which would be really good for the Braves in the National League East. It would put them at, what, I believe 10 games down, 10 games back of the Mets, 9 games back of the Phillies. So it's an interesting time for the Atlanta Braves right now as they play. This is game 3 of 13 against the National League East. But we'll get into all of that stuff coming up in the 10 o'clock hour. Beginning at 10 o'clock, we'll take your phone calls, 404-726-0929.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Braves back are just showing us what could have been. However, I always like to end my show in the same way with news you can lose. All right, we will we'll get into news you can lose. Got to have the sound, you know. Got to sound official. It's not official unless you have the sound. I always like to finish out my show, the Dopey Molino Show, with news you can lose. Finding some weird things, funny things, whatever might be the case. Just interesting things that can go in one ear and out the other. And we'll start in the NFL, which, crazy enough, will you believe me if I told you that we've been talking for the last 4 hours and didn't really get into any NFL news? Now, it's mainly because this is a pretty dead period for the NFL right now. Like, the biggest storyline going on right now is the fact that C.J. Mosley retired from the league, which, no offense, but that's not really moving the needle much. However, we did hear from Lamar Jackson recently, who got to try out something new to his world. And I always appreciate when guys who are athletes branch out into different areas, try something that they're not used to. And Lamar Jackson decided that the last offseason that he would be in a TV show. He was obviously presented with the opportunity to be in Raising Kanan. I believe this is a part of the Power series. I'll be honest with you. I watched some of Power, and then, is that Stars? Yeah, that's Stars. I'm not going to lie to you. In my family, we all like share subscriptions to stuff, the ones that still allow you to do that. And Stars was one of the ones that I was not paying for, and it stopped getting paid for in my family. So I stopped watching. So, but this is like the third spinoff, I believe, of the Power series. There's been a lot of these that have gone on. But it's pretty cool that Lamar Jackson got to play a role in Raising Kanan as a part of this show. And Lamar spoke with reporters this past week about that experience. Yeah, it sounds like Lamar Jackson got a new appreciation for acting, which is one of those it's funny, you know, you hear people talk about different jobs and how, oh, I mean, that's so easy. You know, you just act. You just start talking like somebody else and read some lines or whatever. It's really easy. And it's always cool to see someone stepping into a new area and being like, oh, that's actually far more difficult than I realized. So cool to see Lamar Jackson when that episode, I don't know if the episode actually has come out yet or if it is still in production or whatever is the case. But cool for Lamar Jackson to step into, you know, something different than what he's used to and gets to see a different side of, you know, an industry that takes a lot of work. So shout out to Lamar Jackson making his actorial debut. All right, continuing in the rest, I'm mixing up segments now. News you can lose, stories that you can go in one ear, out the other, as clearly they already have for me. Look, I don't know if you've seen this. Probably you have. This race was supposed to be set up this weekend for track star Noah Lyles and Tyreek Hill. Tyreek had kind of put out this proposition to Noah Lyles of, I think I can beat you in a 100-meter dash. I did not have a whole lot of faith in Tyreek Hill because I think the most recent time that he actually ran in a, like, he won in some kind of track race recently, some like official track race Tyreek Hill did of the Miami Dolphins. But he ran like a 10-1 or 10-2, something like that, when Noah Lyles is easily running like a sub 10. So I didn't think this was like, it would look close, but then not really, because I would feel like Noah Lyles would win this sort of a thing. But I gotta say, I don't particularly care for Noah Lyles. He annoys me with his, hey, pay attention to me. And my strategy of, hey, pay attention to me, is I'm gonna put down another sport. Specifically, he likes to pick on the NBA because the NBA has a world championship. And he says, well, you can't call it a world championship because you don't play against the world. You only play against everyone who is in the U.S. who plays in the NBA. But it's like, well, but hey, dummy, there are tons of international stars and players in the NBA. So it is against the world. The best players in the world in basketball play in the NBA. It's just a different setup than track is. But then Noah followed that up with recently by calling out Adidas, who he signed to, which I think is really dumb because he was like, hey, why does Anthony Edwards get his own shoe and he doesn't even have a championship? And I've won gold medals, so like I deserve my own sneaker. And it's like, because no one's wearing a track shoe. Like, no one cares about you. Shoe, go away. but he always tends to bring himself into the attention of everyone. Well, this week, Noah Lyles decided to cancel this race that he was going to have against Tyreek Hill for, quote, personal reasons. That's all the information we're getting out of this, which could be something legitimate or could be what Tyreek Hill is calling, you know, he says Noah Lyles is ducking him. Is Noah really ducking him? I feel like no, because ultimately Noah would beat him. But the fact that they set this up and he is backing out of it, oh, I'm going to enjoy every bit of any joke that gets made, any criticism that gets made of Noah Lyles. I'm going to be here for it and probably a part of it, because I just don't like the guy's attitude. I don't like the way that he goes about his business. You can pump yourself up all you want, but your way of pumping yourself up by tearing other people down, I'm just not here for. I'm simply just not here for it. And so I don't care if it is something serious. If it is, he can tell people. But if you're just going to leave it as personal reasons, I can make fun of you and say, okay, I guess you're ducking the one of the fastest men in the NFL, Tyreek Hill, who clearly both of these guys are just using this to get some attention amongst everyone. But whatever. All right, that is all of the things I have for news you can lose. Now, let me hand out a couple participation trophies.
Well, at least you tried. This is a participation trophy on the Dopey Millennial Show.
All right, I'm going to give participation trophies, which I always do on the Dopey Millennial Show, to a couple of guys for, you get a participation trophy along with a speeding ticket because you're a driver, but not a very good one. Good drivers get discounts on their insurance. Bad drivers get speeding tickets, much like Shedeur Sanders and Zach Edey have gotten recently. Shedeur Sanders, actually, the news came out this week. Adam Schefter reported on it. Some others did as well, that he was doing, I think it was 101 in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. So a nice 40 over the speed limit. It's one of those things. Is it a big deal? No. Is it a deal? Yeah, it's something that shouldn't happen. You don't want anyone speeding like this, much less athletes who represent the teams, who are those that kids are looking up to, all of those sorts of things. You just don't want these guys getting pulled over for speeding tickets, especially when you have people like Henry Ruggs, who have played in the league, who I know 142 and killing people is very different than 101 and getting a speeding ticket. However, it has now come out that this is the second speeding ticket in the same month for Shedeur Sanders. Apparently, he got stopped for doing 91 in a 65, which is not as bad, but two speeding tickets in the same month, like, come on, man. I know you're, and it's funny. It's not even like he's driving some crazy sports car or anything. He's doing this in like a Dodge truck. But it's just one of those, hey, slow it down. The funny one, and the participation trophy that I'm giving to NBA player Zach Edey, who plays for the Grizzlies, he got a speeding ticket for going over 100 miles an hour in a Kia Sorento, which a lot of people are going, I did not know that a Kia Sorento would go over 100 miles an hour. Shout out to our Kia Studios. Love Kia. However, didn't know first off that a 7-foot NBA player could fit in a Kia Sorento. I thought he'd have to drive, what's the one that Shaq drives? It's like the K6 or something like that, I think it is. Thought he would have had to have been in a sedan like that to be as tall as he is. But apparently Zach Edey can fit in a Kia Sorento and got caught for speeding. I wonder what the police officer thought when he pulled over Zach Edey and saw this 7'3", I think he is, man, all squeezed up in a Kia Sorento. He got a speeding ticket, though. So, yeah, guys, slow down. All right, that'll do it here on the Dopey Millennial Show. Caleb Johnson here with you. Give me a follow on social media at ATLJohnson18. However, on the other side of the break, we're getting into Atlanta baseball post-game show. Call us up, 404-726. 0929. The Braves are headed towards a series sweep. Are the Braves back or just simply showing us what could have been? Call us up. We'll take them next. It's the Dopey Millennial Show, Sports Radio 99 The Game, and the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.